Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm coming live here from Aladdel country. That's Mornington Island. I got connection here. Big shout out to my mob here. My mob, One Year Gunga Leader, and a connection to my beautiful grandmother with me in spirit, who was removed from Aladdel country here in Mornington Island to Palm Island. So I'm here on work, but spiritually connected and emotionally connected. But you daily mob, yeah, welcome to your daily program, National Talk Black. And we are going to give a big shout out to all the First Nation radio stations across the country, Deadly Black Network and Yarn Up Strong. We're going to catch up with Yarn there with Deadly sister, Melissa Privatera. She's the area manager of Mission Australia. So we're doing some work up here for Mission Australia, motivating and inspiring the Deadly Mob here. And a very good morning, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program.
Thank you.
So area manager for Mission Australia, how long have you been in that position?
So I've been working for Mission Australia for, this will be my 10th year in August.
10th year, yeah. There you go, good. Long service, sister.
Absolutely.
Where do you stem from, sister?
So I grew up in the Burdekin.
Okay.
And I moved to Townsville for uni and then started working in NGOs and government.
Yes.
And ended up at Mission Australia.
Mission Australia, okay. So area manager and Mission Australia, area manager of what areas?
My portfolio is Mornington Island.
Yes,
so
here we are.
Have various programs running on Mornington Island.
And what are those programs?
So we have a women's shelter for women experiencing family and domestic violence.
Mm.
We have a safe haven, which is more of a case management for family and domestic violence victims.
Okay.
We also have a safe house, which our young ones stay in, 0 to 18 years from
okay.
the Department of Child Safety.
Oh, fantastic. So not only Mornington Island, what are the other areas?
So Townsville, we have a Sustaining Young Tenancies program who works with the young people from 16 to 25
mm.
who are homeless or at risk of homelessness.
Yeah.
And we're also really excited because we're building a youth foyer, which is a 40-bed facility offering housing to 16 to 25 years.
Mm.
Independent housing, they've got their own little kitchenettes,
cool.
communal areas. And really guiding and helping young people who really want to earn and learn in the community and contribute to the community as well.
Again, that facility is being built now.
It's being built, yeah. So hopefully we have completion in August or September this year.
Okay. So Townsville, Mornington Island, where else?
And we also have an Atherton program. It's our STAR program who works with young people building capacity here in the youth justice system.
Mm.
So we help with cultural connection, individual and family support as well.
Okay. And myself as the announcer here for National Talk Black, the other hat I wear is a motivational speaker with Success with Attitude. With my brother man, Bram Collins. So you guys engaged with us to come here and do some motivational talks with your deadly team.
Yes.
Just tell us about that space.
Yeah, so we got you over here to speak to our team, and they really appreciated the visit from you.
Can you just repeat that and speak slowly?
Yeah.
Yeah, say that again.
So
I'm just talking about how deadly we are. Thank you. Yeah, beautiful. No, it was a good day yesterday. Motivating, inspiring, and I will say that the deadly mob here at Mornington Island were so engaged in our conversation.
Yeah, they were very engaged. They're eager to learn new things.
Mm.
They're eager to be more inspired because, as you know, it's quite challenging over here in a remote community. Staff often get burnout, so it's really good to provide that encouragement
yeah,
and that
exactly.
inspiration for our staff over here.
Sure, thank you. Speaking of that, how did you know about Success with Attitude?
So we heard Success with Attitude from our chaplain, Noel, who's, I think he personally knows you.
Big shout out to Noel Wasett, and he worked with my beautiful mother, with me in spirit. They worked together at Cairns State High School, looking after all our First Nations students. So, yeah, it was so great to see Noel and work with him again.
Yeah, so through connection.
Mm, through connection.
We were able to come over here, which is fantastic.
All right, fantastic. So how often do you get out to Mornington Island as an area manager?
I like to come over every couple of months to support the team over here and our program managers who are doing a fantastic job.
Yes, shout out.
And all our staff and also our young people. I love to come over and connect with our young people who are at the safe house. I like to connect with our youth support program that we have over here as well. That also helps 16 to 25 year olds in the community. So building connection, helping with education, building capacity with life skills.
Yes. Beautiful. So it's a beautiful team effort. And look, thank you very much for the yarn. Congratulations. Mission Australia doing a fantastic fantastic work in looking after our mob and instilling in our youth.
Oh, absolutely.
And giving them a platform, a foundation for their future.
Yeah, so Mission Australia has been running since 1859. So yeah, we're Australian wide and doing some really wonderful work with vulnerable families, young people, and building connection and capacity within community.
Lovely. And Melissa, 10 years, so you must enjoy the job.
I love the job. Yeah. I wouldn't be anywhere else.
There you go. Represent Mission Australia. You got her for life. Good yarn. Thank you. Thank you very much for the yarn. All the best. And we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Too deadly. A beautiful yarn that was with Melissa Privatira, Area Manager of Mission Australia. And we're yarning up here on a lovely country, Mornington Island, and connection here, as I mentioned earlier, for myself. So it's great to be here. But stay tuned to your daily program, National Talk Black. And we'll be yarning soon, going across the nation. And big shout out to BBM, Bummer Bripper Media, 98.7 FM, and NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Teamwork makes the dream work. Too deadly.
Sacred side. Come shine your light, brighten up the world. Cuckoo Yalanji, cuckoo Yalanji girl. Come shine your light, brighten up the world. Cuckoo Yalanji, cuckoo Yalanji, cuckoo Yalanji, cuckoo Yalanji girl. Shadows when you go, your love blows out my soul and down, down into the earth. Come shine. Cuckoo Yalanji, cuckoo Yalanji, cuckoo Yalanji.
Some sweet slow song, and I'm in his girlfriend, baby, and hold your hand. Would you like to be my wife and friend, Dania? Yeah. Take your time and take down because we are young. I don't like back and I'll need the confusion. Rushing to the things and things will be wrong, Steve. Don't you know your love is so deep? Cycle down, biddly biddly biddly, a family together. Tell them, that I for you, you for me, then be happy and not this rainy better. Tell them, and tell what the people say. Baby girl, I love you. Don't you know your love is so deep? And I'm a wanting you, girl. Missing you, wanting you, girl. Don't you know your love is wanna work?
Hey, what you doing, your mom? It's me, Bushaka Bungie. And you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Macaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black, 2012. Murray from the Curry, coming live from Ludlow Country here at Mornington Island. And I got a connection here. As I mentioned earlier, I had a beautiful yarn with Melissa Privatera, Area Manager, Mission Australia. We're going to talk to one of her staff, who's a program manager, Mission Australia, and a traditional owner here of the land, and that's Deadly Sister, Farah Linden. And a very good morning, Farah. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Before we start, my sister, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
So I follow my grandmother's side. She's Clara Reed, Amami's. That was her maiden name before she married my grandfather. So she's a proud Ladle woman from Mornington Island, but with connections to Yungul Country, which is Forsyth, Denham Island area. And on my grandfather, Pat Reed, he was from Burketown, so he's Gungalida.
Gungalida.
But he was brought across here in the early mission days.
Yes, and look, I've been so excited catching up with you, meeting you, and we've been having deadly yarns, bringing out the family tree, finding a connection, and we are connected. That means I can borrow money for your sister, so I'm excited about that. But my sister, let's talk about, well, you were born here in Mornington Island.
Yes.
Then you moved away for school, but here you are back. So tell us about your journey and your story.
Well, yeah, you know, I was born here, but I spent a lot of time in Mount Isa, ended up finishing off my school years there in Mount Isa, moved back here for some time before I ended up in Townsville, working for a state government department for nearly 10 years, and I thought it was time to come home, so I've been back on Mornington now for 14 years, going 14 on 15 years. 15 years this year.
All right, beautiful sister. Now, you wear the hat as a program manager for Mission Dress. Just tell us about your job and what it entails.
So I'm the program manager for the Women's Place or Women's Shelter. We also call it the Gunanabinyan Ngarawi, which is the Mornington Women's Place. Mission Australia has been looking after the Women's Place here for many, many years. Prior to my time coming to Mission Australia, I've been here. It'll be 9 years in November this year.
9 years. Mm. So you just behind Melissa in regard to 10 years.
Pretty much.
There you go. Fantastic. Enjoy the job that you do?
Yeah, it's very challenging. We have a lot of social issues and business and that impact on our women. But I like the fact that we have a safe place for our women to come to, and we try and do as much as we can to try and engage the women of the community through provision of arts and crafts activities. We're running women's group, working in collaboration with other service providers to do things like NAIDOC, Reconciliation Week. We have an annual memorial too for a plane crash. And other community events that we work together with other service providers in the community for the benefit of the community.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you mentioned like NAIDOC and celebrations and what happens here on Moreton Island. Mission Australia is leading that way. They're at the table in regard to the community service and providing celebrations like NAIDOC. Is that right?
So I pretty much have a dual role. So even though I'm the manager for the Women's Place, a women's shelter, you know, due to women with domestic violence, my other role is doing coordinated events and activities for the community. Mm-hmm. So that takes up a lot of time in doing that. But we do, sometimes we take the lead in particular events and things, and other times we take a back seat and do a supportive role, sure. Sharing of resources, staffing and things like that. One of our big events we are currently coordinating is called Jala.
Jala.
So Jala in the Lata word means is our shield.
Shield.
But it also means the shield and protect. So that's part of our domestic violence campaign, ongoing education work that we're trying to do to say we need to shield and protect everyone in our families, living in our homes.
So that's fantastic, beautiful. So also talking about our children, we have a primary school, high school here at Moreton Island?
Yes, we have a daycare right up until grade 10 here
grade 10.
On the island, and after which they go to boarding school generally or somewhere on the mainland to continue their high school.
And where would most students go from to do grade 11 and 12?
Majority go between Mount Isa, Townsville and Cairns.
Okay, so they're in like boarding school?
So they go to boarding schools, they've got the AFL house in
yes.
Cairns, they've got the Cowboy house in Townsville. If they're not staying at the school, they usually stay at one of those places. Mount Isa's got their own campus so that they can attend Spinifex High.
Yeah, beautiful. And look, having our students finish their senior certificate, fantastic. They can come back into community and lead from the front with the education background.
Well, that's the general concept. So there is opportunities through the council and activities that they can gain through BINO, working on Centrelink. Yeah, but it is definitely an issue here with our kids being inspired to actually taking those steps and,
sure.
and signing up to becoming trainees. So there's a lot of, again, there's a lot of social issues that may impact on our young people
yeah.
being able to do that.
Well, like all air mob in remote communities, it's hard for any air mob to leave the community. Mm-hmm. If it means going away to finish grade 11 or 12, that could be daunting.
Yeah.
And some don't do that, but some do that. But there it is, and that's the bridge that we need to build in regarding education. Yes, sister?
Yes, that's absolutely correct.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, my sister, beautiful yarn with you, Farah, and thank you for having us here on Lato Country, and thank you for the yarns and helping me with my connection as well, sister. All the best to you and your team and your family and mob here at Lato, and we'll be in touch and we'll yarn soon, sister.
Thank you.
All right, too deadly. Beautiful yarn there with Farah Linden, her name is, and Program Manager for Mission Australia, and Tio, traditional owner of the land here at Lattel, that's Moreton Island. And look, it's been great working with the mob here, meeting with the mob, and big shout out to Mission Australia and the work that they're doing, and engaging us as motivational speakers, having yarn with the mob here. And as we always say, it can't be black on black, and when you've got mob dealing with black people, on black people, it is fantastic, beautiful tool. But stay tuned, your daily program, National Talk Black. And yarn up strong here, thanks to BBM, Burma Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team, based down there at Brisbane, at BEMA, Brisbane Indigenous Media Association, and a team effort it is. To Delhi, mob. Woo.
Where you grow. My role, my role, my life. Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Thank you. Tudedimod, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Yes, it is Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry coming to you live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BB and Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Looking at top stories in the news today. Top stories here from The Age. She's been tortured, raped, abducted, then legal twist launched a new nightmare. So we're talking about Gloria had made a lucky escape, but because of her kidnapper had taken her across state borders, she faced two legal systems and long battle for justice. So it's very sad. From bottom of Victoria up to New South Wales, that's all country. And so that story has come to light, and this happened back in 2011. They're still fighting legal system in regarding because the two borders, two states, two different rules. Sad as it is, and happening in the 25th century, very sad news here as well. Experts say La Nina is over. What comes next? Alleged killer of Charles Mutton to stay behind bars on remand. Why the real King Charles is complicated by royal insiders. Latrell Mitchell, Abush shows Australia can't handle strong Indigenous voices. Roos's coach. I'm terrified. Perth mum Justine will become homeless today. Trending stories are lost for 2 years. A diver has found a 100-year-old ring in murky river full of bull sharks. We have a huge salt problem. Millions will die without action, WHO warns. Black Death gene protects people from COVID. Families fight for the right to backyard sunlight. So they're the headlines for today's news. I'd like to know what news is happening in your space. Give us a call here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text a brother, 0457140550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. National Talk Black, too deadly.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Children from the palm of our mother's hands, mucham yinan bading Allah, gari gari galing Allah, gadan gadan gari gari. It is our dignity, it is our identity, our indigenous culture lives on.
Bimbe, Mucha, Gare Gare Gadad, Bulba, Warma.
A story of our people. They were taken away from their homeland. They were forced to be removed by the color of their skin. We are the stolen generation.
Booty booty dandy dandy gadan. Wow, gadi gadi. Mucha, gadi gadi gadan. Bulba.
gadan gadan gare gare latin bulba gadan gadan gare gare gadan gadan gare gare gadan gadan gare gare latin bulba
Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
On this beautiful jitterbug country and represent my ancestors. And not to mention, acknowledge what I owe people that to go through. We'd never know until we walk a mile in the shoes. All I know, they get the pay to give you dues and left a permanent bruise on the next generation. We gotta stick to culture because times are changing. We need a little education to get us back to grassroots and hear about the truth. And our old people got the boot of their own land. There's something that you white people will never understand or comprehend. So don't even try to go against them and repent.
friend. Our land was never meant to be for rent. I can seriously hear them crying in the distance. We were going so strong till they sent them away from their own homes. They should have left us alone because that's where we belong. Bulgan Bama Yara. Bulgan Bama Yara. Yeah. Bulgan Bama Yara.
Yeah, Daily Track there, Jubal Warrior here on your daily program by Barbs. Trinity Trev here on the mic and your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidinji Country. That's BBM and Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Have you say Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, creative collaboration signals strong future for Australian arts and culture. So a week-long collaboration between two of Australia's leading arts training organisations, that's National Indigenous of National Institute of Dramatic Arts, that's NIDA, and NASDA Dance College, brought together aspiring designers, directors, dancers and choreographers for an intensive exploration of creative partnership, cross-cultural storytelling and multidisciplinary approaches to perform. And with that, we're going to catch up a yarn there with Sister Angie Dias, NASDA Unit Manager. And got her on the line. And a very good morning. Angie, hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
My name's Angie. I teach at NASA Dance College in Dark and Young Country.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you very much. So collaboration, joint venture, sounds really good, working with NIDA. So tell us about this collaboration there, please, sister.
Well, we have been doing the collaboration now for, I think we're in our fourth year.
Okay, good, beautiful, yes. So good partnership.
This year that we've had the collaboration, we actually brought in, we had NIDA directors, directing students who were studying their masters in fine arts, and we actually also had the designing students come to NASA, spend a week on Dark and Young Country, and to lead the practice, I think what was really important for us is that we actually steeped the collaboration in a lot of cultural knowings and teachings.
Yes.
We took them to Bolgandri Art Site with Uncle Gavi, and we just had some really beautiful, honest, truthful discussions around what... you know, around the artwork that we saw and some truths about the country that we were on and what happened, and a history lesson from Uncle Gabby, which was really amazing and very inspiring and confronting for everyone.
Well, exactly. And that's what I've always loved about NASDA, Angie. You perform on stage, you use dance as the vehicle to tell stories, you know, but you also make connection to traditional owners, especially elders, when you go to go on country. And that becomes a part of your education, but also get inspiration to create projects and dance opportunities, yes?
Yeah, definitely. So with Uncle Gavi, he taught us about our circles. Mm-hmm. And how, you know, each of us are actually our families. And then if we look around, here we are, our mother in amongst these trees and this bush, this is our family as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really taking into, like, you know, I guess, you know, cultural knowings and how we can bring those knowings and those belief systems into, I guess, a more Western style of creating.
Yeah.
And that was really powerful. So we talked with other Indigenous philosophy artists and educators, Dr. Narita Blair, who really is like paving the way with incorporating Indigenous knowings into academia through Liliology, and allowing all of the artists to kind of find where they belong in this, what we call in the space in between.
Yeah.
Where we're not part of Western culture, but where can you meet us, and where can, you know, with all of our, you know, our culture and how we make theatre as well, like still being in a stage. But so, yeah, how do we bring country to stage?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And tell the stories. Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
And using the body and the music to create that. Yes.
Yeah.
And when you get the stories, I was just saying, when you get the stories from the elders, well, it embraces that story when you bring it to life, so to speak, don't you?
Absolutely. And the really beautiful thing about this is that it opened a place for the new artists that will, their future makers, to actually start talking about how do we create together?
Yeah.
How do we create in this beautiful landscape that is Australia, that is diverse, where everyone's stories need to be held, and how do we give back to mother at the same time?
Yeah,
and that was what was really, really amazing. And how do we not just bring dance and design and everything together, but how do we tell our stories that are collectively our stories? So it was a really powerful week for a lot of people. I think there was a beautiful director who is Wiradjuri, and his, you know, it was the first time we made them all dance too. They're all in cultural dance.
Mm.
That particular day was Torres Strait Islander, yeah.
Okay, beautiful.
So,
yes.
Yeah, so they had it was beautiful, and they all danced with everyone. The whole of Mesa was dancing. It was amazing. Mm. And he actually said, you know, to come here has just opened my heart space.
Because
I have not been able to have much contact with my culture. So to have this here and this week was just amazing. Yeah, so
sister, you give me goosebumps on my goosebumps. Very powerful,
good,
you know,
good.
which is so beautiful. And I will say, I have connection with NASDA back in the day. I did 1 year down there, and my sister went on to perform with NASDA for 15 years, and went over to Bengara, and have a connection to Marilyn Miller and also the Page brothers. You know, when you talk about Russell Page and Stephen Page, so. My heart is full, my sister, and a great opportunity for our young black people to look at dance as a career. Yes,
yes, definitely, most definitely. And it's not just our career on the stage as well.
Yes, exactly.
We need makers. We need our storytellers.
Mm,
you know,
powerful, yes.
You can be calling the shots.
Yeah,
you
powerful.
Can do it. It's really, really important.
And storytellers
so
become directors, don't they? And look,
exactly.
another career path could open up. How long have you been there, Angie?
I've been teaching at NASDA now for close to 5 years.
Okay.
So.
Good. Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for sharing, and congratulations.
Thank you so
it's
much.
Great to hear the collaboration is going well after 4 years. That shows that it's a good relationship there, business relationship, but strong in regarding cultural connection. So thank you, sister. Keep doing what you're doing. Big shout out to the mob there. And we'll be in touch, Angie.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye, darling.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there, lovely yarn there with Angie Dias. She's a NASDA unit manager and NASDA Dance College, who have a collaboration, and it's been going for 4 years apparently, with NIDA, National Institute of Dramatic Arts, and just bringing dance to the stage and bringing as our stories, First Nations stories, especially with how they engage with traditional owners and elders, like Uncle Gavi, she mentioned, Uncle Gavi Duncan, big shout out, and also included Dr. Narita Blair and Nadi Simpson as well. So beautiful to have people at the table, and then they all get inspired, but from that they create a dance movement in the cultural and traditional sense. So very powerful. Opportunity for young people out there, if you're looking at a career path, you can audition with NASDA. Check out their webpage, NASDA Dance College, and look at that opportunity. To Delhi Mob, well, it's come to time where Trinity Trev signs off for today's program. Thank you very much for your company, Mob. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll be yarning soon. To Delhi.